USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
American auto workers may be back to work soon despite the continuing pandemic. May 18th, now the target date for both General Motors and Fiat Chrysler to restart assembly lines. Fiat Chrysler's CEO Mike Manley revealing their date, while the automaker also announced a $1.9 billion loss for the first quarter. Manley says about the plan to reopen.
This plan has been developed following continuous discussions with the UAW and the governors of the states within which we operate, particularly Governor Whitmer from Michigan.
The Ford Motor Company has not yet said when it might reopen its plants. The White House says it will begin scaling back its coronavirus task force later this month. Officials saying that health experts will continue to advise the president and be accessible to the media. Meanwhile, more than 71,000 Americans have died from the virus. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi not backing off her support for the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, telling MSNBC she believes that Joe Biden did not sexually assault a former Senate aide. The California Democrat adding the case is closed for her. A Supreme Court justice hospitalized. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been hospitalized after getting an infection that was caused by a gallstone. The 87-year-old justice underwent non-surgical treatment for what the Supreme Court described as a benign gallbladder condition. Ginsburg plans to participate in Wednesday arguments over the telephone from her hospital room. She's expecting to be released on Thursday.
A Missouri police officer now in stable condition after being shot while responding to a call of a stranded driver on an interstate near St. Louis last night. The officer returned fire, killing the suspect, identified only so far as a man in his 20s.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Tyson Meat Company says it will reopen its largest U.S. pork plant tomorrow. Tyson had closed it because of the pandemic and so many workers having the virus, but now it plans to resume limited production at that facility in Waterloo, Iowa. Employees returning to work have all been tested for the virus, and company officials say, of course, those who tested positive will be staying on sick leave. The New York Times is reporting that Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is interested in being Joe Biden's running mate in November. Whitmer has publicly denied interest in the vice presidential nomination, telling Glamour magazine recently that she worked 2 years to get to where she is and loves Michigan and has daughters in high school and is not looking to go anywhere. But again, there is that New York Times article. Today is National Nurses Day, and it kicks off National Nurses Week, the annual celebration of nurses, especially appropriate this year, as nurses across the nation are, of course, working at great personal risk to treat patients during the coronavirus pandemic. In more normal times, when people aren't under stay-at-home orders, there would be some big events to thank nurses today, but that's not going to happen this year. National Nurses Week ends on May 12th. The birthday of Florence Nightingale, who's considered the founder of professional nursing. Find us at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.